Hey, Brock.
Hey, Hunter.
What did we learn on the Plan B morning show today?
All right, see, the first thing we learned is, all right, I'm not giving up my seat anymore. I'm done with it. I'm done. I don't care if Jesus comes down. He's like, hey, man, I'm tired.
Jerk.
Tired doing miracles all day. Can I have a seat? No, sorry. Should have planned ahead, okay?
Stumpy legs work. Get up. Come on.
I'm tired. I want to sit. I got here first. That's how it works, okay?
I'm not the one who got pregnant.
That's right. All right. It's not my fault you got old, okay? Deal with it. What, long day of playing bingo, Nana? I don't care. You're not getting my seat. Let's see.
Near the end anyway.
Right there. That's right. You'll be fine. You probably just die on the seat anyways. I don't want you dead on it. Let's see. We also learned Hunter's got a thin neck. All right. Thin neck.
It's like just trying to choke out a worm. Is that what he said? It's not easy to choke out a worm, boy. Hey, you know what? Maybe I should get in the UFC.
Oh, dude,
just go right to the ground. Like, go ahead, try to choke me out.
I dare you. You can't get that.
I can't get it tight enough.
Boy, I got room to spare.
He's smiling. Look at him.
I got room to spare. You even choking me yet? Come on. That's it. You'd win every match. The guy would just get so frustrated.
I'm tired from trying to choke. You know?
That's it.
Be choking this out.
Hunter the Worm making his UFC debut.
He's built like Jack the Pumpkinhead.
You ever seen Earthworm Jim? Kind of like that.
Nice.
Love it. And the last thing we learned is I'm pretty sure all mattress stores are a front for laundering money. There's no way that's legit business.
McInvale mattress guy or whatever can bet $10 billion each time.
Yeah.
Where'd you get all this money from?
Yeah, from your mattress store? There's no way, all right? There's something fishy about mattress stores. And, you know,
this guy is really laundering money, you know?
You drive past him. There's never anyone in there. Never.
Well,
I don't get it. You're going to
tell me. Get this money clean. We're just going to bet it all.
You have a store full of 500 mattresses, and you're telling me that's a legit business? No way. No way, all right? I ain't buying
Something's going on. How much you want to bet that there's going to be a story coming out about Mac McInvale or whatever his name is? Eyes in prison.
Yeah.
Now.
Money line. And I told you guys. I knew it.
It's going to be a thing.
There's no way. He's working with the mob. That's it. That's the only thing.
You know,
doesn't make sense.
Something's going on. Something.
You got a full warehouse of mattresses? Yeah. BS. We don't need that many mattresses.
Stuffed with what? Cocaine?
Yeah. That's it. It's a drug running business. That's what it is. Anyway, all right, there you go. That's what we learned on the show today. Thank you all so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Stick around. Kiki is coming next. She's going to keep your Thursday going. We got Nonstop 90s at noon. Best of the Plan B Morning Show, all that good stuff. And then, we're going to see you back here tomorrow for more of Brock and Hunter and the Plan B Morning Show on a Friday. Until then, Kate Upton, if you're listening, give us a call.
Giggity, giggity.
I think she'll like my stumpy legs compared to your thin neck, Hunter. I think that's...
You think so?
I think so.
Wait. With our powers combined, maybe she'll call us.
Hey, a weird-looking guy, thin neck, stumpy legs. What's going on here?
She calls us, and she's like, you know what? I really like that guy's stumpy legs and that thin neck.
You put those together, hoo-wee. Hoo-wee. Yes, we figured it out. So stupid. What? We'll see you next time. Michigan's